In their meeting on Friday, President Chiat and President Bush plan to sign a trade and investment framework agreement, the first step toward a bilateral free trade agreement. The U.S. is Vietnam's number one export market, and Virginia Foote, director of the U.S.-Vietnam Trade Council, says businesses see Mr. Chiat's trip as a reassuring sign.
You know, it's the first post-normalization trip by a head of state, and everybody sees it as an indication that the relationship is good and strong, and there are several things happening on this trip that are breaking new ground.
Besides signing the trade agreement, Mr. Chiat has said he will talk to Mr. Bush about help for Vietnamese victims of Agent Orange, the herbicide the U.S. sprayed on Vietnamese jungles during the Vietnam War. Agent Orange has been linked to a variety of health problems. The U.S. has compensated American soldiers who were exposed to the herbicide, but has long hesitated to help Vietnamese victims. In the past 2 years, the U.S. has begun sending scientists to analyze areas that were exposed to Agent Orange, and last November, President Bush signed an agreement promising further help. One sore point on President Chiat's trip will be Vietnam's crackdown on democracy activists over the past 6 months. The crackdown led to denunciations in Congress and the White House, and at one point threatened to postpone Mr. Chiat's visit. But Vietnam has since released several dissidents. Tom Vallely, director of the Vietnam program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, says the issue is not going to derail the relationship.
I know that President Chiat and his delegation are going to be meeting with Speaker Pelosi and others, and I think they are going to raise issues of human rights with the delegation. But I think the important thing is that they're having that discussion.
Several senior U.S. foreign policy figures have mentioned Vietnam's strategic importance in fighting terrorism and international organized crime in recent articles. Carl Thayer, a Vietnam expert at the Australian Defense Force Academy, says that is the surest sign of growing U.S. interest in Vietnam.
The U.S. full well knows that Vietnam is going to be on the U.N. Security Council for a year as Asia's representative. It's a growing economy, so there's a strategic element to all of this. Commerce is big, the economic side is big, but the strategic side is much more important.
The U.S. and Vietnam will continue to have differences, analysts say, but Mr. Chiat's visit shows that both countries consider their improving relationship too important to set aside. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.